The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Time now for the instant replay of a 7-2 victory for the Vegas Golden Knights at SAP Center in front of a crowd of 17,435 fans. It started off very well for Vegas from start to finish. They outshot the Sharks 13-9 in the first period, and in spite of taking a penalty at 3:09 when Noah Hanifin got a tripping call, they gave the Sharks pretty much nothing on the man advantage, and they took the 1-0 lead at the 7:19 mark. One of the best players on the ice was Jack Eichel. Vegas has it. Lauzon on the point. Skates down the wing. Throws it toward the net. Celebrini tips it aside. It's played in front. Great save. Rebound. Score! That's Jack Eichel getting his own rebound and powering it through Askarov, who made the first save. But Eichel makes it 1-0 Vegas. Eichel getting passes from Barbashev and Lauzon at 7:19. Makes it 1-0 Vegas with his 15th goal of the season. Now, this would be as close as the Sharks would get in this contest at 9:33. Colin Graf on a line with Michael Misa and Jeff Skinner produced a pretty nice goal. Misa left wing side shoots it forward. Graf takes it off the defense, moves it on the left side, feeds to the slot. Skinner stops it, throws it toward the goal. Shot now taken, score! Nice job there by the Sharks, firing it toward the net. And the San Jose Sharks have tied this game 1-1. A really nice job by Colin Graf to feed that from the left wing side, a right-handed shot toward the net. And the Sharks have evened the score. That made the score 1-1. Graf his 12th of the season from Jeff Skinner and Michael Misa getting back into action after sitting out the last 31 games with a combination of coach's decision, injuries, and, of course, the World Junior Tournament. But he's back here to stay, and he picked up that assist on the play. 1-1 at that point. Unfortunately, that would be probably as close as the Sharks could ever muster, as Vegas would get on the power play and would convert. Pavel Dorofeev picked up his 17th goal of the season, and Tomas Hertl began a very memorable contest. Eichel on the left boards goes into the corner. He stick handles, surveying the scene, feeds side of the goal, tipped in front, score! Hertl tipped the pass over to the right, and Dorofeev finishes it off. That's a power play goal for Vegas. They lead 2-1. Dorofeev, his 17th from Hertl and Stone. If you give three assists, Eichel might have gotten one there too, but that was a very nifty play by Hertl, and really Eichel to get it to Stone in front.
Yeah, again, it was just, they're so quick, and the puck support, and just those little pop plays, so such a deadly power play.
And so, at that point, it was 2-1 Vegas, and that was the score at the end of the first period. In the second period, Vegas would outshoot the Sharks 11-5, and Jack Eichel would get his second goal of the game at 4:19. Vegas gets it back, though. Uh-oh, trouble. Score! Eichel got it in his spot in the right circle. And it came across, and he's got that laser-like delivery. Vegas 3, the Sharks 1, and Eichel has his second goal of the game and 16th of the season. That was to the right of Yaroslav Askarov on the left-wing side for Jack Eichel. 16th goal of the season. Mark Stone getting the assist on the play, his second of three that he would have in the game. Then the Sharks got into power play trouble again as Sam Dickinson took a two-minute slashing call at 9:33, leading directly to Tomas Hertl, making it a score of 4-1, Vegas. Eichel gets it back from the left circle, right on the dot almost. He stick handles with the puck, watching, looking, shooting, save, rebound, fired toward the net, just wide. That was a chance for Tomas Hertl right in front of the goal. Eichel in the corner to Marner. Now Dorofeev near side, shoots toward the net, save, rebound, score! Tomas Hertl in front of the net, bangs it in, and it's 4-1, Vegas. That's a power play goal for the former Shark. Second power play goal for Vegas tonight. 11 minutes the time of the goal. Hurdle's 17th of the season from Dorofeev and Marner, 4-1 Vegas. It would get worse. At 12:25, it would be Zach Whitecloud shooting it from the point. Sent around the boards. Whitecloud the shot. Score! Whitecloud from the point. How did that get through? I'm not sure. But Zach Whitecloud making it 5-1. And this game's getting a little bit out of hand right now. White Cloud, his second from Tomas Hertl and Noah Hanifin at 12:25. His second goal of the season made it 5-1, and indeed it was out of hand from that point on. Although the Sharks would get a bit of pride on their side at 16:29 of the second period when Alex Wenberg kept his point-scoring streak alive. Knocked down by Liljegren, moves to the right. Here comes the shot. Score! That's Wenberg on the right side. Nice job by Liljegren to jump into the play, knock down the puck, and feed it over to his fellow Swede. And that's the 10th goal of the season for Alex Wenberg. Wenberg has hit the 10-goal mark now 7 times in his career. And he extends a point streak pretty well, too, to 4 straight games. And that makes the score 5-2 in favor of Vegas. Funny thing is, with the score 5-2, the Sharks felt like they got a little bit of momentum as Wenberg picked up his 10th from Liljegren and Tyler Toffoli at 16:29. One note, Timothy Liljegren getting the assist in his 100th game as a member of the San Jose Sharks since his acquisition from Toronto. But a couple of other chances. Wenberg had a great chance off the faceoff that just missed, and there were a couple of others. And unfortunately, what little they got, they didn't capitalize on.
Yeah, you don't get many opportunities, and they did have a couple posts. Wenberg had the one, like you said, just off the faceoff. But, you know, Vegas doesn't give you a lot, and when you get them, you got to capitalize. But unfortunately, the Sharks weren't able to do it here.
So 5-2 at the end of 2 periods of play, favoring Vegas. It got worse in the 6th. With time winding down, the Sharks figured, what the heck? If you're down 5-2, if you're down 6-2, it doesn't matter. Let's pull the goalie and see what happens. If you get one, you make a game of it. Unfortunately, it went the other way. Rebound cleared all the way down toward the empty net. Score! Shea Theodore getting the puck, throwing it all the way down. And it is a 6-2 lead. Empty netter for Vegas. That was assisted by Tomas Hertl. So Hertl had 4 points at that point. 1 goal and 3 assists, but the former Shark wasn't finished at 18:59 of the third with Yaroslav Askarov back in goal. He might have scored his best play and making it 7-2. Hanifin shoots in, sends it back to the point now. Dorofeev, right side, score! Oh boy, Tomas Hertl gets his 5th point of the game. Second goal, 2 goals, 3 assists, and it's 7-2. Barely had time to let you know that the puck went over there. Hertl is 18th of the season, second goal of the game from Dorofeev and Hanifin at 18:59, made the final, Vegas 7 and the San Jose Sharks 2. So the Sharks now are winless in their last 11 games against the Vegas Golden Knights. They have never beaten Vegas in regulation at home in the history of the regulation series or regular season series. And at home now, they are winless in their last 6 against the Golden Knights. Not a lot of positive things. And I guess what we like to say in San Jose, they saved the best for the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, again, a positive you could take out of this situation is back-to-back. It's tough. They've, you know, beaten the Dallas Stars, and it's still, they're in a learning curve here. They still got to come out, and they got to perform. And there's some heavy teams out there, and you're not always going to be at your best.
This was a very tough game for a lot of players on the Sharks, especially with the back-to-back scenario. Yesterday against the Dallas Stars, Macklin Celebrini played 27 minutes and 39 seconds. Today, he played 23:53, which is incredible, and he ended up -4 on the day because he was out there trying to change the game and get it back as Vegas took advantage. But that heavy team takes a lot out of you when you're playing in back-to-back games.
That they do, and those minutes, again, as a forward and the pace that he plays at, that's a lot of minutes to eat, no matter how good a shape you're in. You know, they're heading out on a road trip here, and the travel and everything, you're induced into an NHL schedule, so that's a lot of minutes for somebody to play in.
Vegas winning 7-2 today at SAP Center at San Jose. Vegas Golden Knights take the series. 4 straight wins for them. They won 4-3 in overtime here on October the 9th. They won 4-3 in Vegas on November 29th. And the last 2 games were 7-2 wins. One on December 23rd in Las Vegas and the other one today at SAP Center at San Jose. Vegas ups their record to 21-11-12. They've got 53 points, 4-point swing in the standings since their divisional rivals. The Sharks fall back to 23-19-3. Their 3-game winning streak is now over, and the Sharks head out on the road to take on the Capitals beginning on Thursday. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.